Sila secures €6.5 million government funding from France 2030 Innovation in Biotherapies and Biomanufacturing to develop drug candidate for treatment of obesity and type 2 diabetes. Diadem project awarded €6.5 million in government funding via France 2030, enabling Sila to advance the development of its biodrug APNSEV, a adiponectin associated with exosomes, the world's only recombinant, stable and functional form of adiponectin. First preclinical results confirm remarkable therapeutic potential in treatment of several metabolic diseases, in particular type 2 diabetes and obesity, affecting around 2 billion patients worldwide. Sila plans to use funding to implement biomanufacturing of candidate APN7 demonstrate that innovative biotherapy meets all safety criteria to enter clinical phases IND in treatment of obesity and type 2 diabetes. Montpellier, France, July 7, 2025. Sila, a pioneer in bioengineering extracellular vesicles to develop a new generation of therapeutics and preventive solutions to improve patients' lives, announces today it has secured €6.5 million, $7.6 million, of funding via the France 2030 Biotherapies and Biomanufacturing of Innovative Therapies Call for Proposals, organized by PFrance on behalf of the French government. The funding will enable clinical development of Sila's candidate APNSEV, adiponectin associated with exosomes, up to phase IND in type 2 diabetes and obesity, and the implementation of large-scale manufacturing under GMP conditions, good manufacturing practices. Adiponectin is a hormone known as the guardian angel of the metabolic system due to its anti-inflammatory, antioxidative stress, antiapoptotic and insulin-sensitizing properties. It demonstrates first-line therapeutic potential in several metabolic diseases, such as type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular and skin diseases, several retinopathies, armed retinopathy of prematurity and diabetic retinopathy, and hormonal cancers. It could also help slow the aging process. For over 20 years, people have tried and failed to produce a stable and functional form of adiponectin. We are the first to succeed, by combining adiponectin with small extracellular vesicles, SEV, or exosomes, to unlock its great therapeutic potential, said Robert Z. Mamone, CEO of Sila. Sila has developed a unique bioengineering technology for small extracellular vesicles with all types of proteins. The technology's robustness is demonstrated by a portfolio of over 130 proteins targeted on or within the SEV. Thanks to its extensive experience in producing SEVs, Sila has addressed and optimized the entire SEV production, purification and characterization process. By implementing its proprietary SEV bioengineering technology, and due to its reliable procedure, Sila has produced several batches of adiponectin associated with exosomes, or APNSEV, that have remained stable at 4 degrees Celsius for several months. Effectiveness of APNSEV in preclinical trials, addressing obesity and type 2 diabetes. This APNSEV is functional and has demonstrated remarkable effectiveness in preclinical trials against obesity, type 2 diabetes and some of its implications for liver impairment. APNSEV greatly reduces excess weight, clears fat storage in the tested organs, significantly increases insulin sensitivity and contributes to glucose regulation. Uniquely, APNSEV helps to preserve all muscle mass, even in co-treatment with anti-diabetic products currently on the market. We have shown that the properties of APNSEV stem from its action on specific metabolic pathways other than those targeted by current anti-diabetic products, said Bernadette Trenton, CSO at Sila. APNSEV is therefore highly effective to complement these medications, paving the way for a safer, more comprehensive and sustainable treatment of many metabolic diseases. With this funding, secured via the Diadem project, Sila will develop a first-in-class and first-in-human drug composed of adiponectin introduced via small extracellular vesicles. Sila will implement production of its candidate, APNSEV, and conduct the regulatory preclinical trials required to ensure its safety. Sila will then launch phase I clinical trials in 2027, with phase II planned in 2028. Sila will produce the biomedicine using its production line developed for bioengineered small extracellular vesicles. This includes the creation of stable lines, upstream processing, USP, downstream processing, DSP, and quality controls specific to engineered small extracellular vesicles and added proteins. To safely produce injectable APNCEF for human use, the production line will be transferred under GMP conditions. About the France 2030 investment plan. It has a dual ambition: to sustainably transform key sectors of our economy, health, energy, automotive, aeronautics and space industries, through technological innovation, and to position France not just as a participant, but as a leader in shaping the world of tomorrow. From fundamental research to the emergence of an idea and the production of a new product or service, France 2030 supports the entire innovation lifecycle up to its industrialization. It is unprecedented in scale. 54 billion euros will be invested to ensure that our businesses, universities and research organizations successfully navigate transitions in these strategic industries. The goal, to enable them to respond competitively to the ecological and attractiveness challenges of the future and to foster the emergence of future leaders in our fields of excellence. France 2030 is defined by two overarching objectives: dedicating 50% of its expenditures to decarbonizing the economy and 50% to emerging actors driving innovation, without any spending detrimental to the environment, in line with the Do No Significant Harm principle. It is implemented collectively, designed and deployed in consultation with economic, academic, local and European stakeholders to define strategic directions and flagship actions. Project leaders are invited to submit their proposals through open, rigorous and selective procedures to benefit from state support. It is overseen by the General Secretariat for Investment on behalf of the Prime Minister and implemented by the French Agency for Ecological Transition, ADEME, the National Research Agency, ANR, BFrance and the Banque des Territoires, CDC. For more information, visit at sgpi_avenir. About BFrance. BFrance finances companies at each stage of their development, in credit, guarantees and equity. BFrance supports them in their innovation and international projects. BFrance also ensures their export activity through a wide range of products, consulting, university, networking and acceleration programs for startups, SMEs and midcaps are also part of the offer offered to entrepreneurs. Thanks to BFrance and its 50 regional offices, entrepreneurs benefit from a close, unique and efficient contact person to help them face their challenges. About Silo. Silo is a French biotechnology company that spun out of the French National Center for Scientific Research, CNRS, and the University of Montpellier. It is a pioneer of in vivo bioengineering of small extracellular vesicles for therapeutic and preventative purposes. Based in Montpellier, Silo has a patented proprietary technology supported by its Avengy platform, which has produced more than 100 CEVs containing different proteins of medical interest. Currently, the main applications are metabolic diseases, vaccines against emerging viral threats and oncology. Silo's Diadem project has been reviewed and certified by the Eurobiome Competitiveness Cluster.